All right. I'm glad you're here. I'm going to tell you, I'm glad to be back. I had a great time. We were in Vancouver last Sunday and left Vancouver, went to Victoria, Canada. Had a great time. Never been there before. It was a wonderful time and an enjoyable time in Canada. So, interesting place, British. I got to experience more of Canada at some point. But I'm glad to be here this morning. And we're going to begin a new series of messages called Shark Week. I think it starts tonight. Anybody been watching that? I think Shark Week starts tonight, W-E-E-K. Well, you notice I spelled it here, week, because I'm weak. If you've been with us a long time, some of you have been coming to the church for a while, I have done some crazy things, okay? I have tried and endeavored to do some really interesting things. I have jumped out of an airplane. We got a picture of me jumping out of an airplane. When we did our financial campaign for building this building here and raising the funds to build this opportunity here, that I jumped out of an airplane talking about faith. One time, I've always wanted to ride a bull. I wanted to ride a bull, so I rode the mechanical bull at the county fair over here. I had fun on the county bull over there. And then one time I was in North Carolina seeing my son at Fort Bragg, and I walked and crawled the Downing Mall. This is where the Special Forces and some of them train. And I got a picture of me afterwards sitting in the car. That's what I looked at afterwards after I tried and endeavored to do that. They had a sick wall. You run up, you grab, you come, throw your... I couldn't do it. And I had the video, and you didn't see it, but in the video I had a stick behind there I could climb on and jump over. And then I've done some crazy things. The other day I listened to some of the preachers I listened to and enjoying that. He was doing shark diving. He was diving with sharks. And I'm going, that sounds like fun. That would be, go down and dive with sharks. Now, just so you get my perspective, we have some in our church that dive. I've never dived. I'm afraid of water. I do shower, though, but I am afraid of water. It's not, I just never like deep water. But I thought, that would be fun. I like doing crazy things. I want to bungee jump, okay? Anybody else want to bungee jump? Oh, man, come on. I like doing crazy things. And so I thought about this shark dive, and this preacher did the shark dive. And I'm going, I'm going to get this out. So what I want to do this morning, I'm going to talk about shark diving. And I got some people to help me because I don't know nothing about diving. So I have Ron and Steve here. They have dived, and they do dive. Here they come. And they're going to kind of help prepare me to dive because I've never dived in my life. I have never, and like I say, I hate deep. If I can't stand up, I don't want to go in the water, okay? That's just not me. It's just not what I want to do. So I've asked these two to come and kind of prepare me to do shark, because you need to know, I will do this. At some point, at some place, I will go shark diving, all right? You need to understand that. And so I want you guys to help me. I see you brought your stuff. Let me go get my stuff. We got to get ready. Okay. That's kind of helps me if I put things in perspective. What I do church. That's kind of like having a church meeting, right? It's kind of, I want people to come to church to kind of get ready to go into the world and, know where they're going to go, their purpose in life, the meaning in life. So it's kind of like I want people here in church so that when they go out the door, they're kind of prepared for whatever they're going to face out there. So that's kind of what the pre-dive does. It's kind of like a church meeting. Oh, okay. Okay.
That
think we have that. Do we have that? Please, yeah, 9 and 10 in there. Yeah, they're looking for it, I think. One more. There it is. So if I go down by myself, I'm in real trouble. I can't just... You guys want to dive with sharks? I got to find a buddy. Oh, man. All right. Uh-oh. So... So you got to have a buddy. It's kind of like what I say in church again. You got to have those three things in life. Uh-huh. Right. So I need a pre-dive meeting to get ready, plan, purpose, where we're going and all that. You need to have a buddy when you go. Can I get my stuff now? All right. All right. Yeah. This is what I have. I told you I don't like deep water.
Right. Okay, first off, this is a boogie board.
Okay.
Okay, it's not going to go underwater.
I got to go underwater to see the sharks? I don't want to look like a dinner. Okay, I don't need this. Okay. Okay. I see Ron brought this thing. What's this thing? It's a BCD. I know what BC is. It says before Christ. Okay, what does that stand for? Getting too complicated. Okay. Okay. So it keeps, kind of keeps me, it's kind of, it's safety. It's something I have to trust it. Because, I mean, it's going to let me go down. Because I'm afraid of sinking. I'm afraid, you know, that I'm not as small as I used to be. And that I'm going to go down, down, down. I can't get back up. This will help get me back up. It's there, and I got to trust it. So it's like trusting God, like me. I got to trust God. I got a scripture here. Look at this scripture with me. I didn't bring my notes with me. It says, "Whoever goes to the Lord for safety, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty." Can say to him, you are my defender and my protector. You are my God, and you I trust. He will keep you safe from all dangers. I guess there's hidden dangers down there. And from all deadly diseases, he will cover you with his wings. See, the top of it's cut off up there, so I can't see the top. What's the next verse say? You will be safe. Oh, that's like that thing. In his care. His faithfulness will protect and defend you. You need not fear any dangers at night or sudden attacks during the day or plagues that strike you in the dark of the evil and kill you in daylight. That's everything, isn't it? Things all around you. So I have to trust this thing like I trust God. God's hard enough, man. How do you trust? Uh-huh. So, okay. So So now I have my pre-dive meeting. I got me a buddy. Neither one of you guys are willing to. Okay. And I got a BCD. A BDC. BCD. Okay, what else do I need? I got this. Does this? I got to go 60 feet? Okay.
So, the snorkel is used for surface.
Okay. I want to go down. I want to get down with the sharks.
Okay. So, you need
I thought I might need one, so I brought one. Hang on. I got me a tank.
Yeah, you do.
And I found one of these.
You know what? That's actually a really nice regulator. But
I was trying to connect this. It wasn't going to fit, but I had this in my garage, so I thought this would help. Okay. I won't last very long. Oh, man. Okay. Oh, okay. Is that what this is? I just seen this and I thought I might need it. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Ah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, no. That'll help me remember. Yeah, that's going to help me remember. Okay. Oh. That's right. That's right. You're right. You're making it easy for me to understand. Yeah. I can let go. Uh-huh. It didn't fit there. I don't know if I like this.
So now you can breathe.
I can breathe now.
Take pressure.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. That's pressurized?
It is.
Okay.
And it reduces it to a breathable gas.
So I got to breathe with this. This is what I'm going to breathe on.
What you going to breathe on?
That's why, you know, jumping in an airplane, I can breathe up there.
Yeah, you could.
I can't breathe down there without this, right? That's why I don't want to go underwater. But I got to go underwater to see the sharks. This is the breath of God? Hey, it's like the Bible. I think there's another verse for that, isn't there? All scriptures God is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in the righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So the breath of God. So this is like breathing. And it's like God breathing his word into us. So I need... Okay. All right. So now I got a pre-dive meeting that you guys got me prepared. We know what we're doing. We know our purpose. We know where we're going. I have a buddy, not yet, that I'm going to get me a buddy. Maybe Dan will go with me. Mm-hmm. I'll throw Dan to the show. Bother me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always who can run the fastest.
Right.
Swim the fastest. I have to swim the fastest down there, don't I?
Yep.
All right. And I got a BCD. I don't think I want to take this. I don't think I want to take that. So now I got my oxygen tank. Okay. What else? Oh, my mask. Okay. Yeah, what I worry about with the mask is it fogs up. Well, how do you clear it when you're underwater? Because if you take it off, water's going to go in there, and then I'm going to drown because it's going to go up my nose. Oh, you blow air in with your nose. So, yeah, I want to see the shark. Yeah, if I go down there, I want to see the sharks. I don't want to go down there I want to see the shark. So I use the mask to see clearly. I think there's a scripture for clearly, too, isn't there? Why don't you read that scripture? I got to go get my Bible. All right. Well, go ahead and sit down. As you could tell, we somewhat rehearsed this. We somewhat kind of talked about this. To let you know, I do want to, just to give you a little hint, while we were up on our vacation, the Tacoma Aquarium has shark diving. I called them, my daughter checked on it, but they were all booked on Wednesday when we were going through. Otherwise, I would have shark dived. Because I will go up there and I'm going to shark dive up there because I'd like crazy things, all right? I enjoy crazy things. And I'm going to tell you something. Following God, and what I wanted us to talk about this morning, I wanted you to see this and experience this because we live in a world that wants to attack us. There's a scripture there. Look at this, what it says here. I'm going to go 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. He's like a shark. He really is. How many of us, you know, as I thought about the message, how many of us, people are trying to just tear you up? Anybody got, you know, maybe work, maybe a coworker? Maybe a boss, maybe you're in school, maybe it's a teacher, you know, maybe it's a class, maybe it's a, you know, chemistry class or a calculus class, you know, maybe you're married and married, you know, I've been at this for 40 plus years now, plus like 10 days, 8 days, you know, and you're married and it's tough. Friends and relationship, anybody got a toxic relationship? You know, how about financial sharks out there? You know, the credit cards, they'll give you every credit card you want until you don't pay them. You know, they're predators out there in our world. Your friends, sometimes you have a friend that's not really a good friend. You know, and so, you know, as I thought about this message, what I wanted us to see and wanted you to be aware of is that we need to prepare to live in this world. Because if we don't prepare, we're going to get eaten alive. I visited with a pastor friend of mine one time. And you know, I'm kind of a lot of analogies here. And he was leaving the ministry. And his point was this. He says, I don't have any big dogs in my church eating on me. I just got a lot of chihuahuas chewing on me. Anybody here feel like you got a lot of chihuahuas chewing on you? You know, it's not the great white, you know, it's the little sharks that are just, you know, those little piranhas. You know, now that's one thing. I don't want to go dive and see piranhas, all right? I'm not going to do that one. But how do we deal with this? How do we go through this? Stephen mentioned something else earlier, that there's a guy called a master diver. What's this master diver guy? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. See, people say, I have this scripture here. It says, you call me master and Lord, you do well to say it, for it is true. That's Jesus. Is Jesus our master? You know, doesn't Jesus kind of want to keep watch over us, kind of want to protect us, kind of want to keep us safe? So let me just kind of wrap this up real quick. It's going to be a short message this morning. I need a short one next week, too. You're going to walk out, and this is what I was thinking about. We live in a world that is really, there's a lot of stuff out in this world that just want to tear us up, that just want to chew on us and eat us and pursue us. You know, even some of them look friendly. You know, you look at some sharks, they look pretty, you know. I like that hammerhead shark. That looks like a pretty good shark. You know, kind of a funny-looking shark, you know, but yet can be very dangerous. I think we live in a very dangerous world, but we don't need to panic. You know, if I dive down and I panic, I'm going to be in trouble. So we don't need to panic. So here's what I got. I got five things here real quick. Is there five or six? One, two, three, four, five. I got six. Yeah, maybe it's going to be longer than I thought. I put, don't panic. Here's what I put here. Stay in church. You know, if you're going to survive in our world today, if you're going to live in our world today, you're going to have to stay in church. You have to find that church home, that place where you can find comfort and encouragement and strength in numbers. You got to find those people that you can walk around and enjoy. You got to find that church. Look at what it says here. You should not stay away from church meetings as some of you are doing, but you should meet together and encourage each other. Do this even more as you see the day coming. We need church. Now, if I'm going to go diving for sharks, I'm going to need somebody to encourage me. I don't think I'm going to get too much encouragement here. So I'm going to have to find somebody to encourage me. And we're going to have some fun there. But I just want to say, you need to find a church. You know, easy. Just a quick observation. I wasn't saved until I was 17. I really did not attend church until I was 17. I was dragged to church until I was about 14. Anybody been in that boat? You know, you have to go. You know, you get up in the morning and watch Lamb Chop in the morning. You're trying to be, anybody watch Lamb Chop still? You get up in the morning, you watch Lamb Chop, and you're trying to be real quiet so mom and dad don't wake up and you don't have to go to church. Anybody remember those days? I do. You know, and so we got old enough where we didn't have to go to church. Then my cousins got me involved in church. And you really do need a church. You need those people that are around you. You need that family. You need those relationships. And what I see happen in our world today, and this is really surprising, church has become that option, that Sunday morning option. You know, all these other things. You know, we got baseball, football, NASCAR. They're over up north of here just right now. You know, we got all these things to draw us away. And we make those things mandatory, and then church becomes an option. Anybody know that one? Yeah. We can, you know, I have to be here, and I have to, my kids signed up for this, and I've got to do this, and then church becomes an option. I'm going to tell you, you need church. If you're going to live in this world today, you need a church to encourage you, to walk with you, to be with you. But not only do you need a church, I like what Ron and them were saying, you got to have a buddy. Don't forget a buddy. You know, you find that buddy. And enjoy somebody who you're going to be with. And we call it a small group in our church. You know, we call somebody who can say the hard things to you. But you need that buddy, somebody who's going to be there and be your buddy and be part of what you're doing. And I just want to encourage you, find somebody. And sometimes they're going to be, and I say this with all my heart, I love my wife. I would not be here if it wasn't for my wife. Many of you know that. I'd be in a lot of trouble if it wasn't. I wouldn't have this morning, all right? You know? Iron shirt on top of that. Then I'm going to tell you, I need somebody besides my wife who can look at me. Because, you know, my wife can tell me some things that's going to tick me off. Anybody? I can take it from somebody else, but taking it from your wife gets hard. Now, don't think I'm the only one. You need somebody besides your spouse. You know? And you need that somebody who's going to be with you and encourage you and walk with you that you can have that hard conversation. You know? My wife tells me I'm being a jerk. You know what? I'm going to tell you, she's a jerk too. You know, that if somebody else, you know, Ron, Dan, Steve, one of these guys here, Gary, you're being a jerk this morning. It's like, okay, I better stop and think about it. You know, because I can take it from the, we got to have that buddy. Look again at what it says. Iron sharpens man, sharpens another. We need a buddy in our lives. You're going to invite, you know, you're going to walk out these doors this morning. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be people out there that want to eat your lunch. All right, literally, when they bring it to your table. You know, and so you got to have that buddy. I put this one right here also. I put, don't forget to trust God. That's this thing right here, B, C, D. You know, that buoyancy thing. You know, as we were preparing for the message, they told me one thing that was real interesting. As we were talking about this, they were saying, balance that thing so right that when you exhale, you begin to sink, and when you inhale, you begin to float. And I thought, that's how God works. When you inhale on God and you trust God, you'll what? You'll float. You start not trusting God, what are you going to do? You're going to sink. You know, I think that makes it good. We need to learn to trust God. You know, there's going to be hard times in life. There's going to be hard classes at school. You know, I never had to take calc, and I only had to take two bachelor's of arts, not a bachelor's of science degree. You know why? I don't like science, all right? You know? And so we're going to have those things. So there's going to be some toxic relationships. Sometimes you're going to have to work with somebody you don't like. Anybody got a job, you got a partner you don't care for? Don't raise your hand. My partner might be here. You know? But you have that. You know, that toxic relationships. You know, we need to trust God. We need to count on God. Look at what it says here. 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, they lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. God's not going to let you sink. And what we just finished a whole series of sermons. Yeah, he never lets us go beyond what we can bear, didn't we? We can always give a way out. God's always going to be there for us. I put it also here. Don't forget God's word. You need to spend time in the Bible. You need to have a Bible study group, that small group that we have in our churches during the week. You need to find that group that you can study God with, because that's your oxygen. You know, when life throws things at me, I quote scripture. I don't know about you, but you know, life is sometimes it's I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That's my motto scripture. That's my life verse. You know, and then other scriptures. You know, we need to have God's word. So I want to encourage you. Are you memorizing God's word? I put it this way. Look at it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light in my path. Your word's a lamp to my feet and a light in my path. Are God's word? Are you studying God's word? You're going to have to deal with it in the world out there. The next one I put here, keep your eyes on Jesus. You've got to have a mask, right? You need to keep your eyes on Jesus. You got to keep it clear. You got to tip that thing. I've watched the guys do it. You know, you tip it and you breathe, and I don't know how it works. I'm afraid of drowning, okay? Yeah. But sometimes we get afraid of our world, of drowning out in the world? Any time you ever walk out, been out in the morning, you get up, you just feel like you're going to just so much that day you got to deal with. So much pain, so much struggle, so much battle, you feel like you're going to drown. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He'll keep it clear. He'll help you keep it clear. Look again what it says. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And we mentioned the master, and I put it this way. Jesus is your Lord and Savior. He has to be your master. He's your Lord and Savior. He's the one that's going to teach you. He's going to guide you. He's going to be there. He's going to keep a watchful eye on you. You know, if I'm going to go shark diving, you know what? I'm not afraid of the sharks in front of me. You know what I'm afraid of? The ones I can't see. But who can see them? God can see them. Got to be there. He's my master. That master's going to be kind of hanging back, watching everything, seeing what's going on. Look at what it says here. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. This is one of my memory verses when I was in college, because it's not a matter of saying, I believe in God. I believe in God. Well, you know what? A lot of people believe in God. Even the devil believes in God. But is he your Lord and Savior? Are you willing to do what he says? You want him to watch your back? Then you got to be watching him and trusting him. And so I just want to encourage you. I had this last scripture. Come back to this. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the shark, prowls around like a white shark, seeking someone to devour. He does. When you walk out, he's there. I don't know where it's at in your life. I don't know what's going on. But the shark is there. So I want to encourage you. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to walk out this morning and face the sharks in your life? To walk through those doors and enter back in, and maybe a toxic relationship, battle in the home, a child that's driving you crazy, something in your life that's just beating on you, that financial debt that's just weighing on you. I don't know, whatever it is, are you ready to face that? You had a pre-dive meeting this morning. Come together. Find some encouragement. Find some strength. Let's make a plan. We got a plan now. Plan is, get you a BCD. Trust in God. Get you not a snorkel, but some oxygen, some breath of God through his word. Turn to that master. Make sure somebody's got your back. Get that buddy that's going to walk with you. Because we're going to go out into the world and there's going to be sharks. There's going to be sharks out there. And so are you ready to face the sharks in your life? I want you to get you ready this morning. So I gave you just a few little things. Okay. Okay. Ah. It does sound like praying, doesn't it? That's probably what we need to do, is we need to pray. Why don't we bow our heads and pray? Lord, I just thank you for your love and for your care, that we can trust you, that we can put our faith and our hope in you. Because this world is not an easy place to live. There's battles and struggles, and sometimes it does feel like there's sharks, those in the world that want to attack. You know, our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed this morning. We kind of had fun with this and enjoyed talking about diving and doing something like this. I want to ask you this morning, I want to pray for you. Maybe you're here this morning and you're facing some sharks right now. Heads are bowed, your eyes are closed, and you're facing some sharks. Maybe a financial shark, maybe a toxic relationship, maybe a battle in your marriage, maybe a child in your home you're struggling with. I don't know what it is, you know, it could be anything, a class at school, a degree you're wrestling with. I don't know, the boss at work, some coworker. Maybe it's a neighbor that's just a toxic neighbor. And you want me to pray for you? You just shoot your arm up and say, would you pray for me? I got these sharks. Thank you. Thank you. I see them. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. Lord, you've seen the arms that were raised. We're sitting on the bottom now, Lord. We're on our knees. Our hands are pulled in close. We're seeking you as the master diver to protect us. Lord, I ask you to reach out and touch these and touch their heart. Just reach out and put your hand on their shoulder in some way to reassure them, to comfort them, that you know the battles that they are facing. You know the burdens that they are fighting. You know the sharks that are attacking. Lord, I ask you just to touch them in their heart, their mind, that they may find encouragement. You are the master. You are a God who cares. So I just lift these up into your presence, Lord, that you may just comfort them. Let them know that they're not in this water alone, that it's not a journey they have to travel by themselves, that you are real and you are true and you do love and you will care. Speak to heart in the middle of the sharks, that we will not panic, that we'll breathe deep the word of God and fight the good fight. Bless them, Lord. Encourage them and strengthen them. In Jesus' name we pray.